This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
Michael, is there anything to compare? And you had the privilege of doing it 12 months ago, of walking into that winner's enclosure, having won the Gold Cup.
Absolutely not. And I had the pleasure last year of doing it for the second time. War of Attrition 11 years ago and Don Cossack last year. When I die and ultimately go to heaven, it's going to be like walking into the winner's enclosure in Cheltenham with a Gold Cup winner.
An Outlander going this time, and clearly on the basis of the Lexus, has every right to be there.
He has a chance, you know, but you'd have to think that the two English, Colin Tizard's horses are, you know, clear favourites. I think it'll be tough for the Irish horses, even Jack Adam, because I think, you know, you'd have to think that Native River is really going to stretch everybody. But, you know, if you're not in, you can't win. You know, he deserves to be there at fourth or fifth favourite, but that's about all he is.
Is there an extra feeling of excitement for you now? With just, you know, hours to go, because it is the pinnacle, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, there's a feeling of excitement every day you come to the Cheltenham Festival. You know, it's not just the Gold Cup today. There's also the Triumph Hurdle. There's the Albert Bartlett. We have debt duty in the Albert Bartlett, you know. And it's the desperate quest of every owner to try and find a winner somewhere on the day. It doesn't have to be the Gold Cup. Any winner here will do.
Well, I guess having had a winner on day one, the week's gone nicely.
Two winners on day one. The week has gone great. Regardless if we don't get another winner or even at all today, we've had a great week.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.